9:45, and I'm calling to order the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation. All right, the first item, public comments on agenda items. I don't think we have any public comments today. The next, reports, item 25-3152, update on community land trust. And I believe we have a presentation.
Thank you, Tyler. Crystal Todd, Affordable Housing Administrator. This item, this agenda item before you today is the update on the community land trust. This was an update that the MHFC regarding the rezoning of the community land trust property. On August 19th, City Council approved the rezone of approximately the 3.622 acres of the land. And we will continue moving forward on that item. And everything else really is just past information. It also went to planning and zoning and was rezoned there as well. So we will continue to move forward. Additionally, moving forward, we will need to council at a future date will convey the property to the CLT and we will issue an RFP for development.
Any questions on that? What does the timeline look like for issuing the RFP? Approximately.
Honestly, we haven't looked at the timeline yet. We will wait probably, our next fiscal year starts in October, so we're looking at probably November, December. Okay. It'll be the end of the year.
You think we'll be able to break ground in 2026 on something?
Or? Absolutely.
Okay, awesome. All right, regular agenda items. Item 25-3153, consider, discuss, act on a resolution of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation regarding the submission of applications for allocation of private activity bonds to the Texas Bond Review Board and declaration of expectation to reimburse expenditures with proceeds of future debt for the Skyway Villas project and resolving other matters incident related thereto. Awesome. So I think they have a resolution here and an application. Mr. Dransfield, do you have any?
Mr. President, members of the board, this is an item that you're familiar with conceptually before. So this is the first stage of requesting your authority to permit the submission of a volume allocation to the Texas Bond Review Board for this particular project. And this particular project is one they're requesting a $52 million number. And I won't tell them where the project will end up at that stage, but it'll be probably pretty close. Located at 2000 Skyline Drive here in McKinney for the Skyways Villas. It's again, the preliminary process and then the reimbursement concept that you reference is to allow expenditures to be made should they be made and then be reimbursed with bond proceeds. So again, it's very preliminary in nature. You'll have at least one more bite of the apple should they be in a position to go forward and issue bonds.
Thank you. Any questions on this one? I believe we have the applicant here. If there's any questions, I'll entertain a motion. There's a motion to approve.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Go ahead.
And so this is for affordable housing. What level of affordable housing is it?
Typically, these projects will be either 100%, but they have to do it either 40% of the units have to be occupied by people who make 60% or less of median income, or 20% at 50% or less of the median income. Oftentimes, these projects, because they get involved with tax credits, end up with a higher degree of set-aside than that. So it very well could be. I'm not sure where they are quite at this stage of the process, but I think it's clearly going to be an affordable process to make sure that it satisfies the statutory requirements and then go forward with what they have with their lending side.
And there's current tenants, right, that live there?
Yeah, and the discussion has been there. No one's going to be displaced. They're going to end up as they're doing rehab during the projects, they'll maybe relocate it for a temporary period of time. Then they'll get the gussied up apartment project and they'll be ready to go after that. So,
how competitive is this bond lottery? Is this the...
Well, it's very competitive. We're in a highly sought after region in the state. Mm-hmm. So it's well oversubscribed, you know, oftentimes two or three or four or five times oversubscribed. This request is to go into both the 26 volume allocation process, also allows for it to go forward into 27. So this action that you take today gives really a two-year window. That really helps them if they're successful in getting the volume allocation at the start, then that's great. Remember, they only have 180 days to use that when they get the allocation granted to them. So sometimes the projects move along just fine. Other times they're panicked because 170 days here and they can't get it done in 10 days. So they figure out what, you know, maybe to try to withdraw and reapply or those kind of things. But it's a pretty competitive region in the state, I would say that.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right, is there a motion?
A motion to approve as presented.
Is there a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? All right. Item passes. The next item is 253154. Consider, discuss, act on a resolution of the McKinney Housing Finance Corporation regarding the submission of applications for allocation of private activity bonds to the Texas Bond Review Board and declaration of expectation to reimburse expenditures with proceeds of future debt for the Forest View Seniors Project and resolving other matters incident and related thereto.
Mr. President, similar to the other matter you just had, this is a request for volume allocation submission for a project that's going to be located basically at Lake Forest Drive and US 380. It's not quite at the corner, but it's close in that neighborhood. They're requesting a $30 million volume allocation. This is for the Lake Forest or Lakeview Seniors project. They expect this to be a seniors project all the way around. And I think with that process of the same kind of drill they'll go for, this is a two-year process. 26 and 27 allocation is provided for in this resolution. Should they be successful in 26, and they'll try to proceed with that process. Same drill, 180 days, and so on and so forth. But when it gets to that stage, they'll come back to you for the authorization of bond, figure out what it's actually structured when it all settles down, when they get their money side lined up.
So this is an independent living facility, like no care lot, just...
It's not a continuing care type facility.
Yeah.
It's a typical multifamily project oriented towards seniors.
Yeah. Is there, do you know what level they're age restricting it to, 55 or 62? Or
I don't know for sure, but most of the time, these types of products do that at 62 and above.
Yeah. Sorry, I just want a couple more questions. Do you have any idea, is this the one that's going to have also like medical attached to it? I don't know if that, I read that right. Like it's going to have other...
It will not be part of it. This particular financing is only for the apartment projects, if you will.
So only for the apartment project. And then how long does it have to maintain an affordable living standard?
Well, at a minimum, they'll have a 15-year requirement.
Okay.
They put a deed restriction on there. But oftentimes when they do these tax credit projects, they end up being for the life of the project. So it oftentimes can be a lot longer.
Any other questions on this one? All right. If there's nothing further, I'll entertain a motion.
A motion to approve as presented.
Thank you. Is there a second?
I'll second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Motion carries. All right, the last item, 253155, consider, discuss, act on assisting low-income elderly households with rental assistance.
Ms. Todd.
Thank you, Mr. President. Crystal Todd, Affordable Housing Administrator. This item before you today has been brought for the possibility to fund some rental assistance for applicants. I know that in the budget we've had some projects that you had $60,000 for to be determined projects, and also an additional $150,000 that was there for additional assistance to provide for rental or down payment, closing costs, and things like that. To date, you guys have not actually spent any dollars out of the budget, and this is the last month in this fiscal year. So I'm bringing this for you as an opportunity to fund these households as part of your to-be-determined projects for this fiscal year before it closes out September 30th. This item also, it's something you guys have done in the past as well. There's a brief explanation of who they are and kind of their age and the amount of assistance and where their income is. These are all on future either tenant-based rental assistance, or if they're elderly transitioning out, they could be moving to our MVP program.
And how are these individuals identified?
These are individuals that are identified that are brought to us either through the housing authority or local apartment complexes, or they just reach out because they're not able to pay their rent. And so they go through a qualification process to make sure they income qualify. Everyone is always at 80% or below. These are even lower than that, some of them being at 30 and 60. Fixed income, Social Security. Some are elderly grandparents raising their grandchildren.
How much is the total budget that we have?
The total budget that's annually allocated is, this last year was over $500,000.
And we haven't spent any of it?
No, sir.
And do we have an internal cutoff for an age for the elderly for this program? Or? I mean, I was saying, like, some 77, definitely elder at 55. Like, is there a cutoff?
It's also elderly and disabled.
Disabled, okay.
Yes.
So.
A motion to approve as presented. Unless there are other questions.
Was there anyone turned down that was given to us, or is this everyone?
No. Okay.
Do we have to approve everybody on this list, or can we?
You do not. Okay.
And are these the past? They're past due this much on rent?
No, this is their assistance for the year. This
okay.
is their lease for the year.
The amount okay. shown is what they're is the ask.
Is their year?
Oh,
six.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Well, there's an initial motion. Is there a second or any adjustments?
A second.
All right. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right. Well, that motion carries. Any further comments or questions? Any other? Ms. Todd?
I would just like to thank Paul for his service. He will be, this is his last meeting on this board, and he's served with us for several years, and it's been a pleasure to serve with you. And thank you for your service.
Oh, I couldn't
thank you, Mr. Shore.
You've all been wonderful on the board, and some of you I'm just meeting today, but you're going to have a wonderful time on this board. It's a great group, ever-changing. And Crystal is a bedrock, and she's a wonderful committee lead. So thank you, Crystal.
Thank you. Thank you for your service. Appreciate it. All right, I'll entertain a motion to close unless there's further comments. Anyone motion we adjourn? Paul, you want to give the last motion?
A motion to adjourn.
We have a second?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, we're closed. Thank you very much.